Alongside a pump, I climbed out. It's an awkward old thing into and out of which to manoeuvre, the Morgan, and I wrestled myself out onto the forecourt, red-faced and bothered. Parked in front of me was the blue Golf, and gathering around it were the four kids who had, only minutes before, been grinning, gawping and giving me an enthusiastic thumbs up. Only now, they didn't look quite so chipper. The largest of them was stepping out of the group towards me. He was all blonde, floppy surf hair, white teeth and baggy clothes. "Hey, Rich," his mates giggled at the greeting. "Sorry about the racing back there." He jerked a thumb towards the motorway and nodded his head towards the Golf. I assumed the car was his. Something happened inside me. Some primal switch or other flicked, and I became angry. Not angry in a barroom brawl kind of way, but angry in an indignant, "stop this nonsense at once" kind of way. "Now listen," I may just as well have added, "young man," so laden with adult admonishment of a junior was my tone of delivery. "That was not racing. For one thing, it's a public motorway, and why the hell do you think I would race against you when there's a very real chance someone entirely innocent could be killed? If anyone even thought we were actually racing, I would be arrested quicker than you can think about it and fired from my job immediately, and rightly bloody so." The young man in question lowered his eyes and looked suddenly sheepish, as did his entire group. They were, I realised, a rather foppish, middle-class, pleasant bunch